Students at Fairview High School organized a walkout Friday to protest sexual harassment and gender inequality. It's the second walkout at the school this calendar year. KGNU's Rosanna Longo-Better spoke with Randy Barber, BVSD's chief communications officer, and Cindy Wu, a junior at Fairview, who received parental consent to speak to KGNU on record.
Today, we walked out because the administration for years has refused to listen to us, to help us. And the only reason we had to help them or ask them to help us is because they failed us in the first place. They have been failing us for years. And, you know, the thing that I get so much is you live in Boulder. You know, you don't understand, you know, real sexism. And that is absolutely untrue. You know, everyone believes that Boulder is the liberal capital of the world, that we treat minorities, that we treat women so well. But believing that and giving ourselves this wonderful medal actually blinds us to our faults and to the very glaring sexism, the very glaring racism in our community. Because we believe that we have achieved perfection in some way, and as a minority, and as a woman, as an Asian woman, I can tell you that that is absolutely not true. I mean, I can just walk down the hallways in this school and tell you that that is not true.
You are here surrounded by your friends, and people walk out, and they just were asked by the authorities of the school to go back to class. Are they offering to do some action that will support you?
I really don't think so, and it is incredibly upsetting because this movement in particular, both this walkout and the walkout in April, were absolutely peaceful. We didn't yell, we did not destroy anything at all. We have been incredibly reasonable, and they have chosen to ignore us, and it is upsetting that through, you know, methods that are, you know, considered right and peaceful, that we are not listened to. And they continue to say that they don't know how, but I think that it is because that they are not willing to make the effort, because there is a lot that needs to get done. But just because something is difficult does not mean that you cannot start it, that you cannot make the effort to make things better.
Would you please also retell the story to the listeners of why you have done a second walkout?
I'm not entirely sure how many details I am allowed to share, but I can tell you that our dean was brought a case of sexual assault within the school. It happened during the school day in the hallway. I believe there was video evidence. And he said, boys will be boys. You have to empathize with the men. And I quite honestly think that his main objective is to keep Fairview out of the press, or at least have us have good press. I feel like that is both Fairview and BVSD's main objective, is the view from the public and not the safety or of their students.
How will you see a solution coming from the students, from the parents, or from the administration?
Quite honestly, I don't have a perfect solution. I'm 16 years old, but for starters, and this I talked to our athletic director about this yesterday, is at Fairview, every time we have a big football game, we have the cheerleaders come, we have the band march through the halls. I mean, our band is one of the best in the state, and it's treated like an accessory to the football team. You know, nobody shows up to the band competitions, but everyone shows up to the football game. You know, our girls' mountain biking team is one of the best in the state, and it gets absolutely no recognition. Actually, I would argue that it is the best in the state, our girls' varsity mountain biking team. I have gotten no recognition, as I was the only girl at regionals this year. And there has been absolutely no recognition from the administration. And so quite honestly, something that would be incredibly simple for them to do is morning announcements, banners in the hallway, maybe a bus to competition, and promoting sports that are not football, because that is what they have been doing for years, and it has affected our community very negatively.
Your final thoughts? Be the voice of these other students that are standing with you today.
This problem is not going to go away, and our activism is not going to go away until there is change.
Can you please give me your name again and tell me in which grade are you?
I'm Sydney Wu, and I'm a junior at Fairview High.
I'm here at Fairview High School, and there's a walkout organized by the students. I have the opportunity right now to speak with the communications person here at the school. And this is a great opportunity to understand further what is going on.
My name is Randy Barber. That's R-A-N-D-Y-B-A-R-B-E-R. And I'm the chief communications officer for the Boulder Valley School District. The Boulder Valley School District honors our students' right to protest. We believe that it's important for us to hear their voices. We understand that there are some of our students that are upset, that are hurt. Honestly, this entire community, to a certain extent, is hurt in that we're working through this process to try to build trust, to understand where they're coming from and to meet them where they're at. We hear what they're saying and believe that, you know, in many ways that we've met the requirements of what they're asking us to do, which includes hearing them. Our interim principal here has already set up listening sessions and is meeting with students and staff and our community to hear their thoughts. And, you know, some of the things that we've heard from them is that they want additional education around Title IX, harassment, sexual violence, and those things are in progress right now. We actually are having an event in which people can come and hear from members of our community that will be talking specifically about what Title IX is and what that law does, the protections that we have in place, the reporting. We've done a lot, actually, in the Boulder Valley School District to improve since learning about some of the issues that we've had here and hearing directly from our students in regards to their concerns on it. We've improved reporting. We've made sure that it's more visible on our website. We have changed our board policies around this to ensure that they are appropriately meeting students' needs if they come into a situation in which they need to report. Again, we are in the process of actually hiring a Title IX coordinator that's going to be overseeing this work. We are in the process of actually putting into place a Title IX council that will be bringing in people, including students, including some of our employees, including community members, to ensure that we're hearing what they need and, again, to be able to meet those needs long term.
Thank you so much. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.